Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
Hello. Welcome to meeting me.
Steve is a certified animal behavior consultant. And he's here to help you.
Why, that's messed up.
You're so wise.
Just me by my size, do you?
Like a miniature Buddha.
Am I a hero?
Call right now, 866-554-PETS.
I really can't say, but yes.
People like me.
That's right, call toll free, 866-554-7387.
Oh, you're a pretty little kitty, aren't you?
Well, it is great to be alive, and it's even greater to talk to you and hopefully to help you. Our telephone number is, as the man said, 866-554-PETS. But aside from that, we talk to some of the best people in the world of companion animals, pets. Victoria Stillwell from Animal Planet's It's Me or the Dog will be here. Her book, The Secret Language of Dogs, and she says there are sometimes some misconceptions, some misunderstandings, if you will. We think the dog is saying one thing, but it turns out the dog is saying another thing. And we'll talk about that. So not counting you listeners in Florida, Louisiana, Arkansas, Alabama, Texas, New Mexico, where it's nice and balmy. But for the rest of the country, it's kind of cold. And our listeners in Canada as well. We'll talk with Dr. Nancy Soares about keeping our pets safe in the winter. Falling through thin ice is one example. I mean, every year and for years, just like I've been talking about, don't keep your dog in a hot car. We hear the stories that make the news of a dog that dies or might have died and at the last minute is rescued from a hot car. Well, I talk about this every year, too. These retention ponds, condominium associations, for example, they're beautiful and they freeze rather easily, but sometimes the ice isn't as thick as you think it is, and or ponds, you know, maybe in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, and every year there's a tragic story that becomes more tragic when the dog's owner tries to rescue the dog and maybe the owner falls in as well. So we'll talk about that and much more about keeping your pet safe in the winter with Dr. Soares. I mentioned the state of Michigan. Some interesting things have happened in that state. I want to talk about one of those things where a federal judge in Michigan says, on a national level, we are going to be consistent with law enforcement taking into consideration before you shoot the dog, understand that dog is a threat. And if that dog is perceived as a threat only now, can you do that? It's the case everywhere. However, they've made it easier, if you will, for dogs to be considered a threat. Any dog that barks or even moves can be considered a threat. Well, as you know, dogs that bark are not necessarily threatening anyone. They're being dogs. And dogs that move. I mean, dogs move. And it's, you can't say to a dog, stop right there, and expect the dog to understand like you can a person. None of that is being taken into consideration. And essentially, in my opinion, they're giving law enforcement more ability to shoot dogs and kind of answer later. I don't think that's right. We'll talk about that, too, in just a couple of minutes. But most of all, take your telephone calls. Our goal is to help you with your pet's behavior problems. Again, our phone number, toll-free, 866-554-PETS. 866-554-7387. Dwayne in California, you're on the radio. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Hello there. What's going on?
Well, I'm calling you about my dog, Barney.
Barney.
Yeah, Barney.
What's going on with Barney?
He's about 1 year old. We have a chewing problem with him. We put towels in his, like a towel in his special little bed. I made him out of built it out of wood box. And put a towel in for him to lay down. And you want to do that, then he wants to chew on the towel.
Where's this wood box that Barney's supposed to lay down in?
Yes,
Where?
Oh, it's in the house, in the bedroom. We have
okay.
A special room. We keep two of our dogs in there.
A special room for the dogs.
Yeah,
I like that.
Right.
All right. So,
our kids all grew up, so now we have room for the dog. And he's a wonderful little dog. He's just a playful thing.
Is he a terrier?
He likes to have all kinds of toys.
Uh huh.
But we're worried about him chewing on it, like we put a towel in for his bedding, and he chews them, chews hold of them.
Yeah. Is he a terrier?
Yeah, he's a terrier mix.
Yeah, perfect for the name Barney. So you've
he's
got
black and white, really marked beautifully.
Oh, so you've got a young dog here, and
right.
He's kind of just a baby, even though he's about a year old. He's still
right.
He's still pretty young, and you know some dogs, because they don't have much else to chew on, will chew what they chew on, and or mm-hmm. just like to chew on the towel. That's
right.
A good. That's actually a concern for me, because if your dog is ingesting. Actually eating any of the towel, that can be really dangerous. So
that's what we were really concerned about.
Yeah.
We take them away.
Good. Yeah. So I would absolutely remove the towel for now. However, your dog is also saying, I want to chew on stuff. So get appropriate toys that are Barney-proof. I mean, some really heavy-duty toys. And there are many of them out there that you could stuff treats inside to motivate Barney to really work at it.
Mm-hmm.
So one example, and there are many out there, might be a Kong toy.
Uh-huh.
So they're hard, rubber, black, or red toys.
Uh-huh.
Available anywhere pet products are sold. So
uh-huh.
you get a couple of those. You stuff treats really good inside there. Or
uh-huh.
or low-fat, low-salt peanut butter, low-fat cream cheese, anything. You just stuff it in there really good.
Mm-hmm.
Barney will go at it and kind of supervise. Do it the first few times when you're around. To make sure that somehow Barney isn't chewing through this stuff, because there are very few actual indestructible dog toys.
Right,
so make
sure,
so make sure Barney isn't actually chewing through it. If he's not, that's great. Over time, when you give him these toys, you'll be able to bring back the blanket out, not tomorrow, but eventually,
right,
because then Barney's chewing on these things and isn't chewing on the blanket, and also hopefully has forgotten about the blanket even being something to chew on. And as Barney gets a bit older, we'll appreciate the fact that now I've got something warm to lay on.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah, we're hoping for that. Yes, sir.
All right, so give that a try and let me know what happens.
Okay.
All right, thank you so much
okay,
for the call.
Thank you for calling me back.
Thank you, and give my best to Barney and Fred and Wilma. And who am I missing? Betty. Yeah, now I've got them all. Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. Oh, Dino. Can't forget Dino. It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
So just on the very nature of social media being what it is and the news cycle being what it is, sometimes I get things up on my blog pretty much as they happen, and I'm on the radio talking to you once a week. So you may be able to see things more quickly by just going to my blog at stevedale.tv. Here's an example of that. Now imagine you're just having dinner, sitting in your home, and you hear a knock at the door, and it's the police. It doesn't matter why. Maybe they have a warrant to come in. Maybe they don't. Maybe even the police are going next door. But to get there, to get the bad people next door, you know how next door neighbors are. They're not good people. To get to the bad people next door, they have to cross your yard. If on the way crossing your yard, when they knock at the door of your home or they come into your home, right now, in every state, as far as I know, the only way legally, they can shoot a dog is if they perceive the dog as a threat. Now, the problem with that sort of generic statement is police, after the fact, can always say whatever they say. And sadly, there are an incredible number of increasingly, it seems, of incidents. Some even call it an epidemic, where the number of dogs shot for, quote, and this is me saying it, no apparent reason, seems to be on the rise. There's a puppy side database project that now is mapping all of this and keeping track of it. Now, let me start. Actually, I should have started this way. If law enforcement, I think, has one of the most difficult jobs that there possibly can be in general, and they turn a corner, and I understand they never know what they're going to come across, who they're going to see, what might happen. I understand that, and I do believe law enforcement should be given the opportunity, if there is a threat, to do what they need to do. There's no question about that. But having said all that, consider the following. In Buffalo, New York, local news channel WGRZ there. I think we might be on in Buffalo, so you know what I'm talking about if you happen to live there. Conducted an in-depth investigation of the city's practices and concluded that police shot 92 dogs in a three-year period. 92 dogs over just 3 years. A single officer was responsible for 26 shootings. A similar investigation in Atlanta found 100 deaths to dogs in 2 years. But often, the only data available is from scattered news reports. Dog killings are frequent enough now that the U.S. Justice Department has indeed officially called them an epidemic. There was a study done by the L.A. Times in 2005. Turns out one out of every four times Los Angeles police officers intentionally fired their guns over the past 20 years, the target was not a person, but that person's best friend, a dog. Since 1985, police have shot more than 465 dogs in that city, killing 200 and wounding over 140, according to incident reports. And I can go on with data and data and data. It's a problem. The way some cities have solved or moved toward, better put, solving the problem, is to educate police officers about canine signaling, what dogs are trying to say. So, for example, when a dog wags his or her tail, that dog is not necessarily saying, well, I'm happy to see you. Instead of education, the state of Michigan said, you know what we're going to do? We are going to give police an opportunity to shoot perhaps even more dogs and make it okay. If the dog barks, dogs bark. If the dog barks, or if the dog moves, if a dog moves and you are law enforcement, that gives you the right to shoot the dog, period, if you feel threatened. Well, I don't believe that's right. In fact, I believe that's absolutely moving backwards to what we should be doing. And once again, I do want to strongly state that I understand law enforcement and agree with the idea law enforcement should have the opportunity under all circumstances to defend themselves, of course. But having said that, let's understand what dogs are trying to say. And sometimes when going from a yard. So let's say the bad guy lives next door and the police have to cross your yard. And this is often how it happens. And your dog is protecting your property. The police can say, well, I'm a law enforcement person. Dog, back off. The dog isn't going to understand that. Instead, what if police carry cookies or hot dogs and threw them in the other direction? Instead of education, Michigan is saying, or a federal judge there is saying, no, you really do have the right to shoot a dog, and we're going to even give you more latitude. That is wrong. It's absolutely wrong. And I hope something is done about that. I'm not quite sure what can be, since this was a federal court ruling. The good news is that other states are moving in the opposite direction, which is education. More of your telephone calls next, 866-554-PETS.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Dale's Pet World, a real pet expert giving advice about real pets. Yeah, we're keeping it real.
She is from It's Me or the Dog on Animal Planet, Victoria Stilwell, the secret language of dogs, unlocking the canine mind for a happier pet. And I think there are some even misconceptions that many of us have who have lived with dogs our entire lives, what a dog is trying to tell us. And those misinterpretations, because after all, we are two species, very much bonded in many ways, but still two species speaking a different language. Can miscommunications often occur?
They can. They can. And, you know, for example, well, we might misread dog's body language. So when a dog is licking its lips, for example, or when a dog is yawning, doesn't necessarily mean that the dog is hungry or the dog is tired. Licking lips and yawning can be a stress signal, and it can be done in times where the dog feels very uncomfortable. So, or the dog is over-aroused, or the dog is in a situation where it doesn't feels a little nervous. So those are kind of examples of body language that we can misinterpret.
And depending on how we respond to those misinterpretations, it can lead us down a pretty messy road. And the dog is thinking, oh, what's up with that person? Let me give you one example of what I mean. Let's say the dog is, I don't know, barking at somebody and you think the dog is being a bad dog. But the dog is actually being a fearful dog for whatever reason, which really doesn't matter for the purpose of this conversation, but the dog is afraid. But you think the dog is just being bad, and you reprimand the dog. Bad dog, you're bad! That kind of thing. And people do. We are, after all, only people. We tend to do that. Are we actually then making matters worse because we're not taking the time or just maybe don't have the understanding to sit back and say, okay, this is why my dog is doing this?
Yes, that is a real problem. And, of course, human nature to go stop it or get angry when your dog lunges at another dog or barks at another dog. And it's also embarrassing as well. But ask why. I always tell people, ask why. Why is the behavior happening? Is your dog fearful of that other dog? Is your dog frustrated that it can't get to the other dog to say hello? Find out why, and then you'll be able to make the behavior better. Or teach the dog an alternative behavior. But yes, reprimanding the dog, it can make things worse because now dog sees dog, you've reprimanded it. It now makes an association between seeing that other dog and your reprimand. Now it sees another dog, and now all dogs mean bad things. So you have to be really, really careful.
So we've actually, if we follow this and we've done what many people do, you know, I understand that too. As you point out, it is embarrassing, and we are, after all, only human, unfortunately, at times. So if we do this, can we actually cause a behavior problem where there previously really wasn't?
Yes, you can. You can cause a dog to become a lot more reactive because now it's made a very negative association. And that's the same thing, you know, when you're using prong collars or bad things on the dog's neck and, you know, the dog lunges at another dog and you give it a leash jerk. And now the dog's in pain. Well, now it's going to associate pain with lunging at the other dog. Now dogs, other dogs equal pain happening to it. So there you go. Another negative association. That's why you have to be so careful. And that's why when applying punishment, that's why I don't agree with punishment. We need to give our dogs guidance and say what they can and can't do. But harsh punishment is not the way to go. You can make the problem worse.
Well, I want to talk a little about that. So in The Secret Language of Dogs, you really write about canine communication to other dogs, to people, and in some places even to other species. And it's an important read and really fascinating, by the way. Victoria Stilwell is the author of the book and who I'm speaking to on the phone. But you do write about a bit in the book, and I've not had a conversation with you, I don't believe. In fact, your website is positively.com. where we don't talk a bit about positive reinforcement dog training. So with the little bit of time we have left, how important is that?
It is. It's important for your relationship. It's important for the success of your dog in your domestic environment. Dogs have evolved with us for thousands of years, but they're still dogs. And they're still living in your home with weird two-leggers that they don't truly understand. We need to take the time to understand them. It's the reason why I wrote that book. It's an easy read. It's easy for people to understand. Once you understand your dog, you can live a better life with them, and it's going to be much easier for you and much easier for your dog.
Secret Language of Dogs, Unlocking the Canine Mind for a Happier Pet. It is Victoria Stilwell. Vic, thanks for all you do.
Thank you so much for having me on again.
Next are your telephone calls, 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, Call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Don't worry, he's been fixed. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS. You can call with your paws if you like or train your dog to do it. So far, we've been doing this show 10 years now, and so far not a single dog has called. I want to see that changed. Hi, Lynn?
Yes.
You're not a dog?
Nope, I'm not.
Yeah, you're not a cat?
No, but I do have two.
You do have two. I want a cat to call in. One of these weeks, I expect a cat to call in. How can I help you?
Well, my two cats can clear a room in no time.
I'm afraid
when
to
they
ask.
They use the litter
yes,
box.
Yes.
I mean, it reeks.
Ooh, okay.
And I was wondering if there is a type of kitty litter that would be the best, or if there is like another issue going on.
All right,
that
so here's
could be
sure. So here's
the room clearing.
So the good news for everyone is that radio doesn't yet include smell. So that's good for all our listeners.
Yes, it is.
But I feel poorly for you. So one of several possibilities is going on. I want to know if it's just one of the cats that has the smelly poop or if it's both cats that have smelly poop.
I am not sure.
Okay, so
I'm
that would be...
I'm kind of thinking it's my little boy.
Okay, so that would be more interesting.
Actually, he's not so little. He weighs 26 pounds.
Whoa, not such
and
a little boy.
I say that because he can goes between 24 and 26. I always say because it depends on how loaded he is.
Okay. Now, that's my next question. Is what comes out especially loose, or is it solid and firm?
It varies. Sometimes it is a real running mess.
Okay, so here's what you need to do. I'm thinking the problem... Have you talked to your veterinarian about this?
Not really.
Okay, so what I believe you could do is take a picture... Veterinarians actually like these photographs. Take a picture of the number two in its various forms. As so you're waiting for your veterinary appointment. Let's say it's a week away. So during that period of time, take some images of the poop. Bring that with the cat to your veterinarian. My guess is that it's either, you know, some of us do well. I could eat hot dogs every day and my stomach would not complain and just say, bring it on. I know other people, one hot dog, and that's one too many, you know, and they have problems. And our cats are the same way. So some individual food may disagree. It may be the brand. It may be not necessarily the brand, but the particular kind of food you're buying within the brand.
Well, I went from what I thought was a good brand.
It might be. Let me finish here. It might be a really good brand for 99% of, you know, every individual's an individual, you know, so it may work great for your other cat, may work great for all the cats down the block, just not this one individual cat. Doesn't mean there's anything wrong with the brand. In fact, probably it's a superb brand that you're purchasing. So it may be the individual food, but it may have nothing to do with the food. It may be, or that individual brand, it may be a food allergy about an ingredient in the food, or it could be, or it could be a gastrointestinal issue that needs to be solved that lots of foods your cat would have a problem with. So your veterinarian can figure out which of those is the most likely possibility. But definitely, if the poop is loose on a regular basis, that can't be comfortable for your cat. Clearly isn't comfortable for the people that live in the house. Probably not comfortable for the other cat who's got to share the same box from what you said.
It's so, funny, but he does not cover it up, his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl cat always has to go in there and try to bury it. I mean, it...
I feel badly for her.
I said to somebody once, I said, it must be a guy thing.
No. You know, so individual cats... for a variety of different reasons, will not bury their number two. And we don't even know what all those reasons are. Some cats, it's just an individual tendency not to do it. Other cats are saying, essentially, they don't like the litter. Other cats just want to get the heck out of there, which might be the case with your cat, because it is so often uncomfortable to go, perhaps. So maybe your cat will begin to bury it once your cat is more comfortable about using the box. I definitely would think that adding a second box might be fair to your other cat, to give your other cat an option about which box to use. If you have the space, I would definitely do that, because at some point in time, she may say, the heck with it, I'm not using this box anymore. So you're lucky that your other cat is hung in there, but I wouldn't force your other cat, because this box seems at times, I mean, you can't be home all the time to scoop immediately. And
No. And
it's not your other cat's job to cover it, even though your other cat said, I'll do it, I guess. Maybe your other cat is union. I don't know. So you've got
I don't know either.
You've got your other cat doing this. So at some point, your other cat may say, I'm retiring. I don't want to do this anymore.
And somebody else told me, too, it could be because of his size. I mean...
Well, that wouldn't be loose.
Yeah, 26 pounds. I mean, he's got a shape. It's more round. I mean,
well, all right. So that's an issue, and an important issue We, you know, it, and I'm glad you brought that up. We live in a nation, you're not alone, filled with overweight cats. And as a result of the cats being overweight, there are all sorts of medical issues that are linked to being overweight or obese for cats. We know that is the case, and we know it's not healthy for your cat to be overweight or obese. So you're absolutely right about that. However, while that might explain, you're right, it might explain why your cat is not bearing the poop, it doesn't explain the loose poop, and it doesn't explain the stink of the poop. So still, same thing, see your veterinarian. Those possibilities I laid out are among the possibilities that are most likely. I suppose parasites and some other things are possible as well. So see your veterinarian and let me know what happens.
Oh, okay, I will do that. Thank you for your help and advice.
Fair enough. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
You too. Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS. You like YouTube videos? Who doesn't? Well, the most popular thing, of course, to watch on the internet are cats, right? Well, we don't have YouTube videos of cats so much, although we have some of those. We have YouTube videos with cat experts talking about cats. Just check it out, our YouTube page, youtube.com, and then simply type in Steve Dale. In fact, what we do also every week on this radio show, well, we answer your questions, we take your telephone calls, but you can also write us, steve@petworldradio.net. This week we talk about the cold weather, which is also something we'll be hearing Dr. Nancy Soares of the American Animal Hospital Association talk about as well.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat!
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
So, this is the truth. Here's what happened. I'm watching my cat, and cats aren't as demonstrative about telling us stuff as dogs are. And our cat, I noticed, hesitated before jumping up at a place where then she eats some of her food. And I thought, well, I've seen this over the past couple of weeks. In other words, our cat is 11 years old, and you know what? Statistically, most cats, even cats that are in good physical condition, over the age of 10 or 11 or 12, actually have some arthritis. And I think that's beginning to go on now with our own cat. But also what occurred to me is our cat's over 10 years old. And then I looked at our dog, one of our dogs, and that dog is over 10 years old. It's like, what happened? Where did the time go? And they're aging, and it's depressing to me personally. Well, there is no fountain of youth, but there is more that we know today about aging cats than even just a couple of years ago. And we'll talk about that next week on the show and how, in fact, diet might make a difference. Also, Dr. Ann Beal will be here to talk about the human-animal bond and her book, which is all about that. Some amazing stories and very touching stories regarding how people are bonded to animals and, in some cases, the other way around.
Three simple words.
You got mail.
Woohoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, my dog Molly has had a bad experience going out in the cold. I think it hurts her and hurts her paws when she walks on the ice. So, wow, I have to drag her. Wow, that's what it says. Oh, wow. I have to drag her to go potty poopy. Do you have any advice? Well, you know what? If it hurts, let's say I ring your doorbell and I get an electric shock when I ring your doorbell. Next time I'm thinking I'm knocking on your door, I'm not ringing your doorbell. So if it hurts for Molly to go out, it hurts her paws. Dogs learn pretty quickly sometimes, and she learns, as you would, very quickly, okay, if that hurts, I'm not going to do it again. I don't blame Molly, but there are things we can do. But what you didn't explain, and maybe you don't know, is why it hurts. So there are several possibilities here. First of all, the cold itself may bother Molly's paws. And the type of dog Molly is may play a role in some of this, and you didn't say, so I don't know. But for dogs whose paws are bothered by the cold, lots of dogs, and I know this is going to sound like little foo-foo, but booties. But booties are actually a manly thing and a macho thing to do, because those Iditarod dogs, they wear booties. And if it's good enough for them, it can be good enough for your dog. So that might be a way to solve the problem right there. It can prevent those ice balls, which is the next issue, from forming. So when dogs who do perspire from their pads just a bit walk out and you've got that space between their pads, oftentimes, now booties are one way to prevent it, but I'll tell you about some other possibilities in a moment. Those little ice balls form and it hurts. You know, we've all seen dogs do this, maybe your own dog, do this little dance like ouch, 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 ouch. And it's because it hurts, 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 hurts. So how do you avoid those ice balls from forming? Well, you could live in Florida. But another option is to use some cooking spray. That'll actually prevent the ice balls from forming. Or there's a product called Musher's Wax that will do the same sort of thing. Or, of course, booties, because if the dogs are wearing booties in the first place, then those ice balls cannot form. Another possibility is the street salt. Now, that combined with the cold weather, or just street salt alone. You know, up in Chicago where I live, we've not had a lot of snow this winter. Knock on something. And we had just a little covering, a dusting. And for whatever reason, maybe the city felt we've got to get rid of this ice. I don't know. But they began to salt the streets. There wasn't even a measurable amount on the ground. So there was more ice than there was snow. And what ice there was melted what little snow there was. So we crossed the street with the dogs, and one dog, one of our two dogs, was literally screaming. That's how bad it hurt. Salt is caustic to dogs' paws. And this is why I'm such a fan of pet-friendly ice melters. Safe Step Sure Paws. It's EPA approved. And moreover, not only is it far better, far, far, far better for our dogs, from everything I've read, it's better for the concrete as well, for your sidewalk. So it just makes sense to me to encourage your neighbors and for you yourself to use pet-friendly ice melters. So three things that I covered here. Protect the dog's paws with something like cooking spray if it bothers them that those little ice balls are an issue. Or maybe a Musher's Wax, or use booties is another possibility. And there's all different styles. The Velcro, I think, stays on the best and is easiest rather than the tie-on ones. And street salt really might be an issue. And by using a pet-friendly ice melter like Safe Step Sure Paws, you do these things, you solve the problem for Molly. Email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net. Coming up next on the show, a conversation about keeping your pets safe in the very cold weather with Dr. Nancy Soares of the American Animal Hospital Association.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's Biz for you wherever you go with the new Biz Talk Radio app.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Brr, it's getting cold outside, and it can be great fun for our pets, but maybe not all of our pets. From the American Animal Hospital Association, it is Dr. Nancy Soros, who is the president of, as they say in the veterinary world, AHA. Give me the one sentence so people know what the American Animal Hospital Association is, Dr. Soros.
The American Animal Hospital Association is based just north of Denver, Colorado, and this is an association whose sole responsibility is they'll go in and they'll evaluate animal hospitals on over 900 standards of care. So they're going to go in and accredit hospitals, and it's unbelievable that only 14% of all hospitals are accredited in North America.
And I would personally never go to an animal hospital that's not accredited by the American Animal Hospital Association. in depth another conversation for another time, but here's what we do want to talk about, and that is keeping our pets safe as the temperatures dip, you know, and for some dogs, for example, the Siberian Huskies, the Malamutes of the world, I mean, they were bred to live in this weather. They're happy. I'm thinking for those little Italian greyhounds or miniature poodles, not exactly the same.
Very much agreed. When we think about the cold weather, we should definitely think about pet safety and what we call winter wellness. You know, pets need to stay as warm as we do. When we go outside, we put a coat on. You know, we need to know the limits of our pet and know that their winter wellness is very just like people. So their cold tolerance can vary. We need to think about, you know, as veterinarians, we think about their body fat stores. We look at it in combination with their activity level. What you want to do as a pet owner, though, is you want to be aware of their tolerance for cold weather and just adjust what their needs are accordingly, whether it's putting on a coat for them, whether it's just keeping them inside on those very, very bitter days. I wholeheartedly think that kitty cats should be kept indoors all the time. But when dogs and cats that are outside, you know, you want to, every time they come in, you want to check their paws for any cracking or any ice chunks that are caught up in between the paw pads. Wipe them down, keep them dry, keep them warm, and when they are back in the house, give them different options of where they can lay so they can be near the warmth when maybe they're not used to laying near the warmth of a fire, but let them have that choice at least so they can help keep themselves warm.
You mentioned this in passing, but I want to make a point of it. So there are products out there, Safe Step Sure Paws is one of them, that are pet-friendly ice melters. Hey, we want to melt the ice for starters so we don't fall. And our pets can fall too, actually, especially as they get older. But having a salt that is pet-friendly to me is really important, probably better for the concrete too.
Absolutely. You want to make sure that the exposure to any of the ice melters, make sure that they are pet-friendly. That salt really can get frozen into, especially the dog's paws and fur. You know, cats are able to kind of groom it off if they need to, but, you know, make sure that it is truly a pet-friendly product that you're using. They contain things like sodium chloride, potassium chloride. They heat up, which really, really can heat up to break down and to melt the ice in the snow surfaces. It's definitely going to present a danger to pets and you know, on their paw surfaces, on their hair coat. So make sure that you use a safe alternative.
So we have gloves we could put on. We're wearing shoes. Our pets aren't necessarily. Frostbite is something that our pets can get, and I think some of us just don't think about it.
Exactly. They're running around. They're chasing a ball. They're, you know, they're jumping at snowflakes. They're having a blast outside. And they're not going to stop and think about things that we do because they're not complainers like we are. They're much more resilient. They're going to play and have a great time. But when they get so cold, you know, you want to make sure that they check them out. Look at the surfaces of their paws. Look at their noses. Just make sure that they're able to get inside into a nice warm area. If you've ever been so cold and you've come inside, taken your gloves off, that numbness, almost painful feeling when you're warming up your fingertips. Dogs and cats experience the exact same thing. And they were outside without any protection.
Well, or they can experience worse. So if you suspect your pet has gotten too cold, what do you do?
Well, you want to start the warming process, but you want to start it very slowly. You don't want to shock the system by putting them into, you know, immediately a hot bath or a warm bath. You need to start by, if you have a fireplace, they can sit next to you. That's great. But just, you know, put a blanket over them. Make sure, first of all, that they're dry. You know, wipe them down with dry towels. Put a nice warm blanket over them. Some dogs do like to wear coats and jackets outside and allow them to wear, you know, a dry one in the house when they're in the house.
From the American Animal Hospital Association, Dr. Nancy Souris. Learn more at AAHA.org.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets. They will be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step
ownership is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC.
Biz Talk Radio.